Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromano.
Hey, Gruesome Doozum!
Gruesome Doozum!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Med.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5. Also streaming live on WMFO.org.
Thank you.
We kicked things off with a White Zombie there. That was Thunderkiss 65 off of La Sexorcisto.
Yep.
Devil Music Volume 1. Before we move on, congratulations to Donnelly Brown, who, first of all, nice transition as always.
Yep.
But 25 years now on the radio, going strong, sounds of praise.
Congratulations.
I'm going. I don't know how strong.
Going.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
So, yeah, and that song came out 25 years ago.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty. So now, yeah, you can now consider a song that came out in the 90s a true throwback.
That's terrifying.
And so, yeah, but still a classic. Still
I wish
great.
I was a kid when there were good bands like Newfound Glory.
Hey, Newfound Glory has new music out this year.
I was just saying that that's the saddest YouTube comment ever was like we were looking at pop punk songs and there was like a comment. It was like, man, I was born in the wrong era. I'm like, what the hell? Don't do this.
And so we don't know even if we're supposed to be here this morning.
No.
We don't know how
people
long we're supposed to be
shut
here.
Us down.
So we're just going to keep going because we're planning to do 2 hours.
We're going to do four
we'll
hours.
Talk about what the future holds for this show.
We're going to do 6 hours of radio today.
What our hopes and dreams are for the coming semester. But yeah, so bear with it. We have some regular features that we want to do. We're going to hold off on most of them today because we had no real promotion going on.
I did
for the show.
I did
but
production.
We'll debut it. Maybe we'll preview it today this
Ooh.
Week. Maybe we'll give the listeners we'll sign off with
got an album.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm not gonna lie, if I do say so myself. So we'll get to that. We have music that we've been sent. Again, we're gonna hold off on some of the stuff we have on the horizon. We'll be playing some music that we got sent. Fans contacting us to be on the show.
Yeah, things are happening.
It's all coming. The brand is strong.
The brand is strong, powerful.
And so you saw It last night. We'll talk about horror movies later.
I did see It last night. It was good.
After we almost came to fisticuffs. A couple weeks ago.
I almost got into a fight due to my thinking that the book had too many ideas in it and he should have focused on maybe one or two. Yeah, it's fun. I guess we'll talk about it later. We'll get like more in depth. I don't want to spoil it because you're seeing it tonight.
That's true. I'm seeing it tonight. So
but
we're
going
to have a parallel conversation. You saw It. I said It comes at night this weekend. So we'll have to talk about the spoiler-free reviews.
Mm. And I've been watching a lot of Korean and Asian horror as usual.
It's so violent.
Oh,
it is incredibly violent. Ugh. Not as violent. Have you ever seen the French horror movies? I forget what it's called, but the mid-aughts wave of French horror, which is extremely violent and disturbing.
You told me about that movie Martyrs, and I was like, I don't want to see that. Mm. Like, you telling me about it was like, okay, I get it. Like, I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I like a spooky ghost. I want to see the Vavitch.
That's why Japanese horror is always their angry girl ghost movies.
True.
Good stuff.
Korean horror is more like, yo, we're going to surgically cut this person in half or something. And it's like extremely accurate, I guess. But done in a stylish way.
It is very, very aesthetic.
Yeah, it's very aesthetically pleasing.
One thing we are going to get into today is the Boston Music Awards. The nominees were announced. So we'll be featuring a song from each band.
Good.
This week. And then we get some music from, obviously, natural disasters have been in the news. Earthquakes in Mexico.
Many natural disasters.
Yes.
Like, an absurd amount of natural disasters.
Actually, before...
There's another hurricane heading towards, the Gulf Coast of Mexico. And we're going to get hit by Planet X today, right?
It was supposed to be yesterday, so that's one thing.
Oh, we survived!
Unfortunately, the world did not end yesterday. Yet another Christian decided that he had figured out when doomsday was coming.
Yeah.
He claimed that the world was going to end yesterday, Saturday, September 23rd.
All right, yeah, that's true. I lit my black candle, and I was ready for the end.
But yes, he had a theory on the so-called Planet X, which he believed would pass Earth on the 23rd, which would cause volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, and earthquakes, whereas NASA says this planet does not exist.
What? You know what NASA says?
The guy,
you know what NASA stands for?
Enlighten me.
Never a straight answer. NASA's always lying.
This guy's name is David Mead. And he said that his predictions were dismissed by people of faith, including the Roman Catholic and Protestant branches of Christianity.
Including people who have a telescope.
And he said it was based on verses and numerical codes found in the Bible, specifically in the apocalyptic book of Revelation.
Everything is
numbers. He said recent events such as the solar eclipse and hurricanes Irma and Harvey are omens of the approaching apocalypse.
Yeah.
The significant number is 33.
Yep.
Jesus lived for 33 years. The name Elohim yeah. which is the name of God for the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Was mentioned 33 times in the Bible. Mm-hmm. It's very biblically significant. Because September 23rd was 33 days since the August 21st solar eclipse.
That makes a lot of sense when you think about it with the numbers. I think that's one about the numerology type stuff is like you can just make anything be anything. You're like, Matt Moore, he's 5'9", so therefore that's 6. 6 times 3 is 6 times 36. What day is it? It's the 25th day.
And therefore the world will end.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
In conclusion. But he has since walked back his theory.
Oh, yeah.
Because the world did not end. So
is this a Fox said, News
the
article?
The end is nigh, just not as nigh as it was earlier this week. Yes, the quickest result to find this recap was indeed on Fox News.
Were they like
on their website?
Hype for it? Are they down with them?
They probably were.
Is that a weird sect of Christianity that Fox News is behind?
The Fox contingent of... It would have fit in with the brand though for Brutal Brunch.
Honestly,
the end of the world.
Honestly, if we were hit by Planet X as we were playing like Black Metal Song of the Week or whatever,
just mayhem wailing away,
that'd be fitting. I called Fenris, and
we need to get his take on this.
Yeah,
but that's the thing; they don't believe in it, that anything exists. So,
no.
If the world did end, it would be a complete accident. All right, enough banter. Let's get.
But also, sorry.
Okay.
Before we started yelling about Planet X, there were actual natural disasters that happened.
Sorry. Yes, actually, that's right.
Tragic and horrible.
I was about to talk about some of the music we're gonna play later. That's why.
Yes.
So yes. Puerto Rico, and that.
Puerto Rico is still like without power.
They're starting to get power back. Okay. Yes. Power was wiped out to the entire island.
I haven't heard a single thing about what we're doing for the protectorate of Puerto Rico.
No, because they are part of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And obviously earthquakes in Mexico, as I said. So we're going to play some Mexican metal, some Puerto Rican metal.
Are you getting Brujeria on this for me?
Obviously.
For your boy?
Obviously.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You can't say Mexican metal, though, it being Brujeria.
Brujeria.
It's
terrifying.
Puerto Rican metal's a little bit more obscure, but there are plenty of bands out there.
Stay tuned for Brujeria if you want to like be legitimately afraid.
Yeah.
I've like listened to that band a couple times. I'm like, I am uncomfortable.
It's so good. It's so good. Remember, their singer ran for president or announced his candidacy last year. And
not a bad choice.
And even before that, though, the previous hurricanes, obviously between Houston, after Houston, was some of the other Caribbean islands completely just wiped out.
Yeah, that Barbuda, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a very small island, which is just like gone. Like, see ya. Like they were out of touch with England for like several hours, and then they called and they're like, yeah, like 60% of the buildings are down.
Yeah,
like that's bonkers.
Mm-hmm. So yes, we will.
Do you know? Can I ask you this question on the air instead of I should have probably asked you before? I've heard you're not supposed to donate to the Red Cross because they don't do a good job. Who do you donate to then?
There's a lot of local. I mean, you can do some very minimal research, especially now on the internet. Like you have people in
you have to go to like
these areas that
who's
will tweet
good in as Houston.
To yeah, like for
but
Houston
then how
especially.
Do you trust that?
Well, you can look up charities. I forget what the website is, but you can look up charities and it tells you like how much, what percentage of donations will go to actual action and like what goes to overhead, what goes to there.
Okay.
Or so there are charity runnings. But you can take people's word for it who are locally or who grew up there and local agencies to donate to.
Yeah, okay. I can tell
it is trickier internationally. That is
it's
true.
It's tough internationally because I have no idea.
I know.
That's how people donated all that money to like Wyclef Jean and he made an electric car out of
it. Yeah, it is. Well, again, don't donate to Wyclef Jean. Don't donate to Kurt Schilling. Like, be sensible about
don't
it.
Don't donate to Kurt Schilling. Unless you're donating to him gold so he can do a World of Warcraft raid, then donate in gold.
And I've heard UNICEF mentioned, but I don't know, like, again, if they have any reputation like the Red Cross. But yeah, the Red Cross is notorious. Because also, it's not only just where the money goes, but it's also that they've proven to be inept in natural disasters. Like,
yeah
give them your blood because that's what they're good with.
Blood.
Don't give them your money because they're terrible with natural disaster response.
It's really something that's honestly surprising to me, like because I pay attention generally, but not then like I started hearing it and then there's like a whole series that like NPR I guess had done, like breaking down the cost, breaking down the overhead, breaking down when it actually gets to the affected zones. And I was legitimately like, oh, I did not know that.
Yep, it's
I'm a normie, man. I'm a normie. I'm not walking around with punk rock magazines. I'm just a normal guy.
That is true. The latest issue of Razor Cake, issue 100, is out.
I'm just
go
a
subscribe to
guy.
Razor Cake so they don't go out of business.
Totally normal.
Completely all you normies.
Regular guy.
As we've discussed this week, it's a shame that people struggle to do their jobs.
That is true.
So let's get into some music now.
Hell yeah.
And the band, a band that caused me to drop my beer at a metal and hardcore festival a couple years ago. Great American Ghost is back. Metal Sucks debuted their latest track called Ann Arbor, Be Safe.
God bless these guys.
And it's off their album Hatred Stems from the Seed, which is available Friday, I believe. That's September 29th. But yeah, latest from Great American Ghost, and you're hearing it on Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Planet X, take us.
Let this tear me apart!
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
There you go. That was Bruheria, specifically for Matt.
Yay! Bruheria is so good.
They are so good.
So terrifying. I was hiding under the desk.
That was Profecia del Ente Cristo off their most recent album, Pocho Aslan. And before
say
that,
it right.
We had the latest, I can't say anything right.
Before, pronounce it right.
Before that, we had Great American Ghost with their latest track, Ann Arbor, Be Safe, off of Hatred Stems from the Seed, which comes out Friday. You can check out more about them. That track was, and the video was debuted on Metal Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, are you ready? This is not Matt's production. This is still our old school production. It's so bad, but we're going to leave it because it's hilarious.
I love it.
Are you ready?
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
Ooh, yeah.
Metal History 916 through 924, things that I've found interesting in this week in the history of metal music and heavy metal music, and sometimes just things that I like. September 15, 2003, Metallica releases the single Frantic, one of my favorite Metallica songs of all time.
It's so good.
See, I don't think I'm on the right thing here, though.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. There you are.
Jesus, bro.
Go for it.
All right, my lifestyle determines my death style. So I'll probably die like at a desk typing.
I still contend this is one of the greatest greatest instances of drum production.
It's amazing drum production, and like people give Lars rightful whatever. There are different styles of music, and not everyone is a double bass drum black metal hellhammer guy. Like, relax.
It's a serious
song. That's such a great song. Matt, speaking of great songs.
Look it up.
September 18th. Oh, you do know who it is. September 18th, 1983.
Kiss
released a single, Look It Up.
I assume you saw Marilyn Manson's problematic comments.
About Kiss?
Yeah.
No, I've not seen it.
I haven't read the content. I just saw like the headline where he called them gay dudes in Halloween costumes or something. It's like, why do you have to...
Why can't you just say, I don't like them?
Yeah.
Look it up.
So this is after Kiss has taken their makeup off, Marilyn Manson. And I think they did their best work unmasked.
Is that a hot take? A lot of people think that.
The best person under the mask was the Kiss demon who wrestled in WCW in 2000. September 18th, 1983, same day, Dokken releases their debut album, Breaking the Chains. Dokken, as usual, just makes you think of Nightmare on Elm Street, because they did the entire soundtrack for Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warrior.
Ooh.
The title track,
one of the greatest sequels of all time.
It really, I think, Dream Warriors establishes what Nightmare on Elm Street is, distinguishing it from, like, Friday the 13th, which is to say, Nightmare on Elm Street is an adventure movie with, like, a weird Bugs Bunny bad guy, whereas, like, you know, Halloween and Friday the 13th are slasher movies. Like, Freddy's not a slasher. He's, like, a...
He's literally a slasher, though, with his
glove. No, he does slashing. He's slashing moves.
I know what you're saying, but... Well, a lot
more
of people,
an adventure movie.
A
like,
lot of it, people would not dispute that, but take issue with that, because Nightmare on Elm Street was supposed to be serious, and Freddy's serious in the original movie. And a lot of people thought all the sequels were terrible until New Nightmare, because it became serious again and they didn't like the cartoon Freddy.
I love cartoon Freddy.
I mean, naturally we would on this show.
There is a new podcast, a limited edition podcast called Elm Street Nightmare, which you can check out on lasertime.com, a website I enjoy quite a bit. And they're going through each film, including the very controversial second film, which many have said is just an allegory about finding out you're homosexual.
Yeah.
And I think the director was like, that's totally what I was doing. And everyone was like, what? I didn't know this. September 18th, 2007. Between the Buried and the Me released the album Colors. It's a 65-minute opus of nonstop, pummeling, beautiful music. The band has described this
as... Is that an original description by you?
Yep. Nice. No, this is what they said.
Oh, okay.
New wave polka grunge. And they also described the album as adult contemporary progressive death metal.
Yep.
I agree. That's good, right?
Hmm.
I'm into that. September 18th, 2007. Black Dahlia Murder released the album Nocturnal. Did you know the actual Black Dahlia Murder was like a murder?
Yes. The Black Dahlia Murders.
It was just one murder. One lady.
That's right.
The track I'm going to play is What a Horrible Night to Have a Curse.
Yep, that's their... If they could have a hit, that would be it.
That is their hit. It is also...
They used to play this song on Hotter Faster.
They used to play this song in Tony Hawk.
Yep.
Obviously based on the great Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. It's a lot. God. September 19th, 1990.
I assume you're a big fan of them too because of that video that you sent me.
I'm a huge fan of them. Oh yeah, I love the Metal Sucks thing they did where the lead singer was teaching one of the guys how to do the screams, and he's like, "Your yos are good, but your hays are bad." Yo. September 19th, 86. Megadeth releases the album Peace Sells, but who's buying? Listen to this. Obviously, Dave Mustaine's unusual political opinions in this song. It's a good point, though, because Congress has been arguing about how to take away Medicaid, basically, for poor people. And at the same time, they spent $700 billion on the military, and I don't even know where that money goes. And everyone was like, that's fine. Like, I'm fiscally conservative, but I just spent $700 billion, and I don't actually know where it's going. Do your budget better. September 19th, 1988. Whoops. Oh, Anthrax released the album State of Euphoria. This is a Be All End All, which is the best track off this album. And it's a great track. You're going to enjoy it. I'm going to play quite a bit.
Remember when this band apologized for their name?
Yes. Never apologize for your name.
Also, Scott Ian writes comic books, man.
Scott Ian is a comic book. September 19th, 1988.
That was a great clip, by the way. That was good. I enjoyed that.
Kicks the Band releases the album Blow My Fuse.
Who is this?
Kicks. It's like an 80s hair metal band. Like a blues metal, whatever you want to call it. This is a fine song. This is a song where if I walked into like a local sports bar or whatever this is on, I'd be like, oh yeah, it's on.
I would pull the Grandpa Simpson walk.
Put your hat down, take your hat off, go leave. You don't like this? If you were in an establishment, you're like, oh yeah.
No.
I'm walking in, you can hear my like spurs jangling as I'm strutting in. It's interesting because, like, a lot of those bands, like, Kix is, I think, a good band. The style I'm not into, but, like, the musicianship is, like, very impressive. Right. Like, the lead singer of Kix is, like, he's a great lead singer. It's just, like, he's singing about, like, ooh, chicks, I love them so much, and they love me. Sorry. September 21st, speaking of bands from the 80s, September 21st, 88, Anvil released the album Pound for Pound. Ooh, Anvil... Obviously famous from their documentary about this band never went away, even though they never made it. Speaking of bands I like, September 22nd, 2010, Dimmu Borgir released the album, I can't pronounce this. It's like, Abrahadabrahadabrahadabra. This is Chess with the Abyss, which sounds like a Dimmu Borgir song.
Ooh.
Right?
There we go. Yeah. I'm taking this. If I walked into a bar playing this.
If I walked into a bar playing this, I'd be like, obviously in a vampire nightclub from the Blade series. Yeah, if I walked into a bar and they were playing that, I'd keep my eyes for like Wesley Snipes to come down and kill all the vampires in the bar with me. September 17th, 2013, GWAR releases the album Battle Maximus, the last album, unfortunately, to feature Odorous Urungus. This is Madness at the Core of Time. The backstory to this album in the Guaraverse is very fun and interesting, about the twin brother of the former guitarist that had come back from space and restore order to the universe. Anyway, it's a great song. I can't play the rest of it. It's going to swear. Let's close it out because it is September, which is Halloween Eve. Typo Negative releases the album World Coming Down, the fifth album by Typo Negative. Every time I listen to a Typo Negative thing, especially when I'm doing this history, I'm like, I like Typo Negative. Like, I didn't realize that when they were like happening, and like you'd see kids with, like, the patch on their backpack. Yeah. But now that I'm like an old person, I'm like, I like all this stuff. I like his weird Halloween voice that he does. There's a lot of jokes in this album. The 11th track is just called Skip It, which is just a bunch of noise, and you're just supposed to skip it. And they did it to make it sound like your CD was skipping.
Nice.
If you bought it on tape, it sounded like the tape was getting crunched. This is Creepy Green Light, which is amazing. This is a great Typo Negative song, and this is how we're going to close This Week in Metal. Enjoy Creepy Green Light by Peter Steele, R.I.P. of Typo Negative.
Excellent. Thank you. And we're just going to let this ride over over the very short concert list, unfortunately.
Halloween.
So the Week in Metal yet to come. Tuesday, September 26th at O'Brien's, you can see Hollow Earth at Los Bungalitos. Which is...
Oh, yeah.
A note on that. That is via Grayskull Booking. We'll talk about metal nominees after the Black Metal Song of the Week. And Aaron Gray has been nominated as well. Also, at once on Tuesday, you can see Brain Famine and Nutcheck. Wednesday, September 27th, at the Palladium, it's Matt's boys Soil and Saving Abel with Kara, One Day Waiting, and The King in Wait.
King of Wait.
And Friday, September 29th, at the Palladium, it's UFO and Saxon with Jared James Nichols.
Peter Steele posed in Playgirl, he's so handsome.
At O'Brien's, you can see Il Mostro, Silver Screams, The Von Trapps, and Rockin' Bob Punk Band.
Ooh.
At the Paradise on Friday, it's Breaking Benjamin Unplugged. So if you want to go with me and
only
cry,
if they play the Halo 2 song.
I'm going to take them off the lighter. I hope that the girl from Gloria shows up and sings it with them, which led to the label dispute. Anyway.
I'm going to run up there and be like, finish the fight, Master Chief.
Yes.
Breaking Benjamin.
All right, wait. Am I confused about the Mortal Kombat song?
I don't know. I think you are.
No, Adema is the Mortal Kombat,
guys.
But no, Breaking Benjamin, the song in, what's it called, was remixed by the label with Valoria.
Yeah, Beaten with Sticks or whatever.
Benjamin was angry.
Really?
No, wait a minute.
We'll
have to look this up.
We have a dispute.
It used to be the Bruins intro song, too. Anyway.
Adema, Mortal Monday, you guys.
Back to the only one show left on Saturday, September 30th. At Ralph's, it's Blood Feast, Ravage, Reckless Force, and Fit to Swing.
Thank you for the concert list. Do you want to hear what Black Metal Song of the Week is? It's Satyricon. Deep calleth upon the deep. New Satyricon, Black Metal Song of the Week. Deep calleth upon deep. Brand new album came out this week. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch. We had a little bit of a hiccup there with our black metal song of the week.
Planet X.
You got the idea.
You get the
idea. That's right. They're trying to shut us down, like we said.
Trees, wolves, darkness, shadows.
So that was, we Frost. Kicked off that pair of songs. That was Satyricon, Deep Called Upon Deep. Brand new track from those guys. And then what you just heard was Apocryphon, a band out of Puerto Rico. That song is called The Avernal Promise, and it's off the upcoming album in Novam Vitam. Comes out December 15th, which you can pre-order now. And before we move on, Matt has a beef.
Yeah, it's not a beef so much, but it's like this new Chelsea Wolfe.
A beef with the reporters.
This week, yeah, and it's always... So Chelsea Wolfe in 2010 covered Burzum's. What the hell is this? Black Smell of Destruction. What a dork. Obviously Burzum and Varg Vikernes, he's a one-man band, first of all. So you can't even be like, well, the music is, you know, this other artist, like, it's just him. And he has, like, crazy cuckoo bananas views on top of being a murderer. And, like, no one... It's not like you have to challenge this person. Like, look, you can... Honestly, like, for liking black metal, you have to be like, there are parts of black metal, like, there are founding members of the concept of the music who are bad people.
You have to remember the history.
You have to just accept it. You just have to deal with it. But they'd never asked her, like, the new stuff came out, and they're like, come on, like, can you just, like, bring it up as a topic of conversations? I think it'd be, like, you don't have to come at her as, like, I'm attacking you. You have to be like, can you just discuss this with me?
Wait, the song, but the cover itself came out in 2010. So were they asking her in 2010?
No.
Or are you talking about with the new album?
No and no.
Okay.
No both times. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting. Because, as usual, one of the things that always comes up with Black Metal Song of the Week is, like, you know, I listen to kind of, like, Spotify, and it kind of churns up stuff. And I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah, maybe I'll research.
Dig a little deeper into it, and I'll be like, do they say anything crazy? Like, are they somehow in, like, the Golden Dawn or something? Like, are these guys cool? And then,
did they kill anyone?
It's usually fine.
You know, do they burn any churches?
It's not like, oh, it's Faust. Damn it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it out there, too. And I think what's interesting now is, like, as we've said before, it is just a style of music now, whereas, like, the original, like, Norwegian black metal scene was just, like, gangs of children, basically. They were, like, teenagers who were just, like, they were basically just gangs. So, like, that's not a style of music. That is just, like, a gang.
But they invented the style of
music.
They
invented the style of music, which now, like, people can do whatever they want with. Including Ghost Bath. Sun-O.
Oh, get Sun-O out of here. Ghost Bath is fantastic. I'll even give you Death Heaven, but
All right.
So let's do the police blotter real quick, just in case.
I'll tell you, police blotter. There was a lot of
happenings in Melrose recently because you were at the yacht sale. You're out shopping. You want to talk about the treasure that you found?
Add this to the police blotter.
Were you the robbery?
Robbery. Because I paid 10 cents for packs of Score 91 baseball cards from the year 1991.
For those who don't know, there was a citywide yard sale in Melrose where a bunch of people just had yard sales.
And a bunch of
out-of-towners came in and got in my way on the roofs.
Let me just open it up. Marquis Grissom, boom. Ivan Calderon, boom. Dutch Dalton, Jamie Moyer, young Jamie Moyer, so he was 75 years old in this picture. Boom. Tim Belger, boom. Mickey Hatcher, boom. Like, it's just hit after hit after hit. It's also interesting because, like, so me and my dad.
You have to get to the member of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, of course. Jody Reed. And it's a great picture of Jody Reed, too, because you know he's going to scoop this up.
Oh, yeah.
You know this is a double play. You know this is a double play happening. But what was great was, like, first of all, I like the community-wide yard sale. It's like a fun day to walk around Melrose. I know you're, like, a big sourpuss about it, but I had a good time. But it was fun because, like, this is, like, really the era of baseball.
Not in my backyard.
That I knew, you know? Where, like, I knew all these guys. I'm like, oh, I know all these guys. Whereas now I'm like, I guess I know some of these guys. Like, I don't watch baseball 24 hours a day anymore. Anyway, on to the blotter.
Yes, other things that happened in Melrose. Monday, September 11th.
Crime.
A suspicious white vehicle is reportedly parked in front of a home in the 300 block of Lebanon Street for close to a half hour around 11:25 a.m. The person inside the vehicle was programming a GPS device.
Interesting.
Some people may say, why would it take them 30 minutes to do this? Well,
yeah.
The age demographic of Melrose, have you ever seen them try to program a GPS device?
Very old.
It would make sense.
The age demographic of Melrose also,
it's getting younger. It's very bizarre.
I was actually at part of the yard sale was we were just walking around just to like see part of a yard sale. The thing is like I'm creeping in your house. I'm like looking at your stuff. And like most of it is like old grandmas and stuff. So there's a lot of like, here's some like weird china. Here's like a weird drink set from like the 70s, but there was like a lot of like there was like a couple families, couples like maybe in their mid-30s who were selling all sorts of like X-Men stuff. I'm like, oh no, this is like, you guys are like me, like what's going on in Melrose?
It is, yeah. I won't get into it again, but all right. On Thursday, September 14th, a 77-year-old Meadowview Road resident will be summoned to court. This is just great. After he reportedly threw the bicycle he had been riding at a motor vehicle during an apparent road rage incident.
Hell yeah.
He would be charged with assault and malicious damage to a motor vehicle.
Hell yeah.
This is a 77-year-old dude picking up. First of all, cyclists are the worst. Get cyclists, again, off my streets.
Wow.
They blow through. They're worse than the drivers in Boston.
Wow.
Because like,
oh yeah.
He'll be walking across and they just come bombing through on their stupid hubways on their way to their stupid jobs.
Well, the hubways are bad too because those people don't know what they're doing. I would take a hubway home when I was living in Cambridge. I'd like go to the bar, take a hubway home. It's very safe. But yeah, like bicycles. Bicycles in Cambridge and Boston. But the thing is,
as
like,
a runner and just a walking pedestrian.
But when you're in Cambridge and Boston, like you kind of know there's going to be a lot of bikes. So I feel like cars are like more cautious of bikes. But when you're in Melrose, like there's less bikes. So you should, if you're on a bicycle, you should be way more cautious because they don't know you're there.
That, yeah, well, whatever. It also pisses me off because like, in the 90s,
really
it's all these hipsters now on the stupid bicycles. But like in the 90s, it would be like motorcycles, like watch out for motorcycles. And people would be like, well, don't cut through the lanes on the highway or whatever.
Yeah, lane split.
Since then, like it hasn't really been a big deal. I don't have a problem with motorcyclists. But these cyclists who bitch and moan about stuff and they're getting hit, it's like, make it safe for us. It's like, you have bike lanes, but you don't use them. You drive down the middle of the street, blow through red lights. I hope you get obliterated.
I was honestly driving home last night late from Boston, and I was like, I got off 28 to go by, like, to get on 28 to just go home, and this guy was, like, riding the wrong way up the exit. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's
like, it is dark, and you're on an exit of a highway? Get out of here.
Unbelievable. All right. Moving on to Friday, September 15th. At 5 p.m., someone at the Mexico Lindo called police to report that a man with his pants down was arguing with a woman behind the Eastern
Bank.
Police were unable to locate the man. Just a typical night at Mexico Lindo. You got the deck open. You got people singing and drinking.
Yeah, man.
And that's what happens.
You're on the deck and stuff just goes wild. You're taking your pants off. You're eating burritos. What the hell happened there? That's a crime I want to actually know about. That's like the other thing seemed rude.
We got the Brutal Brunch Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah, call in your tips. Call in your crime tips.
And if you do, the numbers here are 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264.
Perfect cadence.
We're approaching the top of the hour here, and we're planning to just power right through and go till 10 a.m.
You ever get so mad, though, you just take your pants off? You know, you're in an argument, and you're just like, I just whip my pants off. I need more freedom of movement for my legs.
Just got to express yourself,
I got to start throwing some leg kicks. I need full range of motion.
All right. So we teased this at the beginning of the show, but the Boston Music Awards, since the last time we were on the air, have, the nominations have come out.
Oh, yeah.
And we mentioned that Aaron Gray of Grayskull Booking was nominated again as for Music Promoter of the Year. Go vote for him.
Do that.
And then we have the metal nominees. And what would the BMAs be without Converge being nominated for every possible category? To clarify, I am a Converge fan.
Me too.
But I just get annoyed when they get nominated for Metal Band of the Year when they don't haven't come out with anything. They'll do like one show and be like, oh, Metal Band of the Year, Converge.
Unbelievable.
How about you have some more parody?
How about you go to New Hampshire and you just give our boys an award?
And,
wait. Just give Begat the Nephilim an award somehow.
Providence.
Providence?
Yeah.
They're not from New Hampshire?
They're from Rhode Island.
Go to Rhode Island and give them an award. It's close enough. Jesus.
And, all right, so the nominees are as follows. Converge, they've been also been nominated for Best Live Artist and Best Video for I Can Tell You About Pain.
Most Handsome.
Elder, Gozu, Lunglust, Protean Collective, and Worshipper.
Protean Collective, those are our boys and girls, right?
Yeah.
We want them to win.
Well, I would be
who
down.
Who are you bowling for?
I don't like to pick sides.
I'm picking sides.
But I would recommend either Gozu, Lunglust, or Protean Collective.
I like Protean Collective out of that. I mean, I like them all. They're all good bands, obviously.
That's your official vote?
That's my official vote. I'm a voter. You guys don't know this, but somehow they gave me the right to vote on this thing.
It's open to the public, or at least it was. So we're going to play a song from each band now. We're going to start off with Converge. And the single that they dropped this year, I Can Tell You About Pain and Eve. Matt lost his mind about my Razor Cake magazine.
I can't believe it's a real thing. Matt's walking around here with zines like he's like a...
Look at that. Look at that. It's like newspaper print.
I mean, it is newspaper print.
Can you feel that?
Oh, my God.
The ink gets on your fingers. It's great.
Matt is so hardcore. I'm so normal.
They had a review of this, the 7-inch I Can Tell You About Pain with Eve. It's been 5 years since Converge's last full length. As I was saying, 5 years since the last full length, and they're nominated every year since then. Anyway.
I get it.
2012 seminal, All We Love, We Leave Behind. As a band whose ethos has always been about continued forward progression, the two tracks on this record are as much a move forward as they are a look back at a band with over two decades of history behind them. An A-side track, which we played earlier on the show, or previously, I Can Tell You About Pain is a short, punchy track with all the blistering aggression I've come to expect from Converge over the years. The B-side track, which we're about to play, Eve, is a longer, darker, and more ethereal, ooh, including ominously sung vocals and an epic build-up.
Like Peter Steele.
Exactly. Where All We Love, We Leave Behind saw Converge reaching new levels of artistic greatness, this 7-inch teaser for their forthcoming album promises to take the band to even greater heights, which I don't know is possible, because they have a billion albums, they're already critically acclaimed, but
we'll see
if they break through to even greater heights.
Nationwide.
I think they kind of are.
My name is Peter Steele, and I recommend Converge.
All right, so we're going to continue with Converge. We're going to play you Eve, and then stay tuned.
Peter Steele is in the studio with us today.
He could be.
It's me.
You're channeling his ghost.
I'm channeling.
I guess he wouldn't be a bad guy to be possessed by.
Hell no. I'd be like super handsome and tall. That'd be amazing.
Flowing locks.
I'd have amazing hair. Oh, man.
All right, so this is...
Can you make
that
happen somehow?
This is Eve by Converge. You're listening to Brutal Brunch here on time for... We don't have to do this usually. We're not used to this. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That's your station ID, and this is Converge.